Welcome back, strangers. I am your hostess, one of your hostesses with the mostesses, Britt.
And I'm Dee.
And welcome to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, occasional movie reviews, and all of the things that keep the world strange.
In today's episode, we discuss the Black Hope Curse. And this is another one that I got from Unsolved Mysteries. I was just randomly watching Unsolved Mysteries. And I was like, I've never heard of this.
You was randomly watching it recently?
Yeah, because I did this one a few weeks ago.
Oh, what is it on? Netflix, Hulu, Amazon?
I was watching it on YouTube. But okay. It is on Tubi, though, Unsolved Mysteries.
It's on Tubi of all places.
Because these are the older episodes, not the Netflix Unsolved Mysteries, older ones. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, it was pretty interesting.
It is pretty interesting. It's giving, which I think you said it on that episode.
Lake Lanier almost.
Yeah, huh? It's giving Lake Lanier. I said it's giving. I said, I think you said it on the episode, Lake Lanier vibes.
Oh, I think I did mention it. Yeah.
In 1982, Sam and Judith Haney were one of several couples who purchased houses in the Newport area of Houston, Crosby, Texas. Is this like a town?
Yeah.
In Houston. So like Dallas, but then like Ball Springs, Mesquite.
Yeah.
Okay. A year later, while Sam was having a swimming pool put in their backyard, an elderly man showed up at their door. He stopped by to tell them that they were about to dig up human remains. He knew this because he was the one who buried them years before when the land was still a cemetery. So he was like, hey, by the way, y'all. Y'all living on top of a cemetery, y'all about to be digging up bodies.
Yeah.
He was like, wait.
Oh.
Oh, no, go.
No, because I was about to start reading, but.
Oh. So he was like, what do you call it? Like, if this is a movie, he was like, you know how they be having, like, people that give, like, the message and it's like, beware. He was like,
yeah.
He was like the magical Negro, but I don't know, maybe not a Negro, just somebody who worked there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
He probably was salty because he worked there and then they created this subdivision and then he lost his job.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
And you know what? This also kind of reminds me of UGA.
Oh.
Because it's built over like, yeah.
Like a cemetery, right? Like a predominantly African-American.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? Because like, well, that don't have nothing to do with it. So I'm going to leave it.
You say what is going on? They don't care about Black people.
That's why I was like, I'm going to leave it alone.
They don't care about you when you're alive. You think they're going to care about you when you die?
Because there's like a cemetery here. And it's like a Black cemetery, like a lot of Black people are buried there, and you wouldn't even know that it was a cemetery. It looks a mess. It's like, it looks abandoned, like nobody takes care of it. So even after that man tells them this, Sam decides to keep digging, and it wasn't long before he unearthed two skeletons in pine boxes exactly where the man said they would be. So
exactly.
There you go. Sam immediately called the sheriff and the county coroner, who conducted an official exhumation. Because I was going to mess that all the way up. Most of the bones had turned to powder, but 25 fragments were found, with some being so brittle they disintegrated when touched. Two wedding rings were also found on the exposed skeleton's fingers.
Oh my gosh. So Sam and Judith contacted longtime resident Jasper Norton, who told them he had dug several... Wait, who is Jasper? Is Jasper the man?
A resident.
No.
Yeah.
He the man that came by? No. He not the man.
I don't think
of...
so.
Who is this man? This man is not real.
Because a lot
this
of people are unnamed, like the the random people.
Oh.
Jasper, I don't know. I think he's just an old dude.
Okay.
Who used to work. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Sam and Judith contacted longtime resident Jasper Norton, who told them he had dug several graves in the area when he was a teenager. Their home and several others had been built on top of an African-American cemetery called Black Hope. The last burial occurred in 1939, and the deceased were mainly former slaves. Construction crews destroyed all traces of it during the building of the subdivision. Maybe they didn't have any living relatives, because when something like that happens, do they not have to notify the relatives?
Not if it's done illegally, but I don't know how, I don't know what steps they took for this. But said the last burial was, 1939? Uh-huh. And then this was in the 80s, so maybe they just figured. Or people just, they probably didn't know they had ancestors buried there.
Maybe. Because I'm trying to think, we used to live near a cemetery in, not near, we were right next door to a cemetery in Tyler when I lived in East Texas. And some of those, tombstones were dated back. Early 1900s, I feel like maybe even, this is a stretch, but maybe even late 1800s. You know what I mean? I just feel like they were really, really old.
Yeah, but they probably still had people still being buried there.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
This one, the last person was 1939.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't the world, didn't somebody say one time that technically... We're all on a cemetery because not a traditional cemetery, but people died everywhere. So at some point,
yeah,
you're just building on top of bodies.
Yeah. But then with that, you don't know this.
That's true.
They knew it's a whole cemetery.
That's true.
And then again, this is the South and this was a slave cemetery. So they probably didn't care. Research revealed the skeletons found in the Haneys' backyard were of Charlie and Betty Thomas. They had been born into slavery and freed during the Civil War and died during the 1930s. Plagued by guilt for digging up Charlie and Betty's graves, the Haneys decided to rebury them. Despite this, the Haneys still claim to have been haunted by the ghosts of Charlie and Betty Thomas. Now, if y'all would have listened to that man, y'all, all this because y'all wanted a swimming pool, basically.
He tried to tell, just much like the man in Barbarian, he tried to tell her, get out of there. They just didn't want to listen. One night, because it's about to get real ghost-like. One night. Judith saw that her alarm clock was glowing and sparking. When she checked it, it was unplugged. On another night, Sam was working the night shift, so Judith was home alone. After taking a shower, she heard the sliding glass door open and close. Then she heard someone ask, "What are you doing?" She assumed it was Sam, but she remembered he wasn't there. It was a ghost trying to see some butt.
Man, I would have got out of there. I would have just left.
Then what you doing? Oh my gosh. I don't know that I would have.
Man.
I don't know. If I heard it clear as day. And there's no question.
And you know you're there alone.
And I know I'm there alone. I'm so alone. I'm just hearing voices alone. I don't know, D. I don't know.
And then they saying, what you doing? Like,
what are you doing? I'd be like, you see it? You see me?
The ghost probably didn't even know. He probably thought somebody was in his house. So like, what are you doing?
What are you doing here? I don't know, D. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to make assumptions about how I would respond. It would scare the pants off of me. But you're talking about leaving the, like, premises or just...
Yeah, just leaving until my husband got home.
I don't think I would do that. I think I would run to somewhere and watch, like, cartoons or something.
That's funny.
Then when my husband get home, I'll be like, somebody asked me what I was doing. Have you ever had anybody ask you what you was doing? That's it. While you was naked in the shower.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would scare me. The next morning, Judith went to get her red shoes, but they weren't in the closet. Judith and Sam searched the house, but couldn't find them. Somehow, they turned up outside over Charlie and Betty's grave. So is that enough now? Because who put...
For what?
For you to leave. You looking for your shoes. And then they sit on top of a grave? They would have just been sitting there. I would have just left them.
I'd be like, that Betty's got style.
They later learned that the same day was Betty's birthday. So the day the shoes went missing, Sam believed that Charlie was giving her a birthday present.
Oh, so he just gonna steal. Okay. He probably was like, they ghosts. What they going to They're probably like, they stole our land. Yeah, we're going to take these shoes.
Oh, true. But in their defense, I wonder if they knew. I don't think they knew that was built over a cemetery.
Judith and Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, shit, Betty and Charlie don't know. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know that they don't know. They probably don't even know what's going on, really. I don't know.
They probably just living their life. They afterlife.
They just living their best afterlife, yes. See, yeah, okay. Again, I wouldn't leave, but at this point, I think I would, like, I would ask an official or, you know, maybe someone with the church to come bless the house. Like, to just be like, hey, I think that we may have some ghost activity. Leave, please, or come bless my house.
Yeah, because, like, they say if it is a ghost, a way to get rid of it is to just tell it to leave. Mm-hmm. But you have to, you know, say it like you mean it. You can't just be like, hey, can you leave? You have to.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean it.
You have to be like the K. Michelle, that video. Ooh. When that little girl was twerking on her porch and she was like, get off my porch, bitch. That's how you gotta be.
Stern.
So.
Sam and Judith were not the only ones that experienced supernatural phenomena. Several of their neighbors reported lights, televisions, and water faucets turning on and off. Many of them heard unearthly sounds and saw apparitions, which, you know, it's ghosts. That's full, like, oh, I guess, never mind, because that's why you have, like, full body. I was going to say, that's a full body, right? But then, what is it, just like a piece of a ghost? Like, how would you explain an apparition to someone who is not familiar with them?
What you just said, like a full body. People just say full body, I think, because... sometimes it can look like a mist. So people just say if they're describing like you see an actual person, it's a full body or like the outline of a person. No, that would be a shadow figure. So an apparition is the same thing as a full body apparition. It's just you see an actual ghost.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew what an apparition is.
There's different. Huh?
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's different, like... you have apparitions, you have shadow people, you have, like I just said, a mist. So it's different forms. You have orbs. Yeah.
But an orb is not the same. Like, those other things are not the same as an apparition. An apparition is like, clearly this was a human, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Because you can actually, it would look like whatever you think a ghost will look like. It could look like a regular person. Like, say, like you would just see like a random person walking around and you... You know what I mean? I can't even.
No. You're explaining it. I started smiling because I was thinking of, is it Greenbrier or Hammersmith? When it wasn't a real ghost.
And it was somebody in a sheet.
Yeah, and they had like got shot. It's
not even funny because he got shot.
He shouldn't have been fucking around.
But the thing is, though, he only had on white clothes. He didn't even have on the sheet like they saw the first time. He had on white clothes.
He was pale. They were like, oh my God, this is a ghost. Okay. No, but I get what you're saying. And it would be clear because, yeah, they wouldn't look like full mask, or like maybe they would have like outdated clothing or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, and unearthly sounds, you know, like, I was about to make like a stupid sound, but then I couldn't think of anything. I was about to do like, oh, wait, imagine just sitting in your bed and then you just hear, like what? I don't even know. Like,
so that would make you leave?
It was unearthly. Yes, it would, because of what? at least if you ask me what I'm doing, like, okay. Or at least if you say, get out, okay, you want me to leave. If you just hear,
And then it's like right in your ear, like you
like going by like
laying down.
Oh. What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Oh man, I'm crying.
I don't know. Okay. Ben and Jean Williams moved into the subdivision around the same time as Sam and Judith. Shortly after, Jean noticed that her plants kept dying. Which she might have just been a trash plant caregiver, but that's fine.
Oh my God. She reported that sinkholes appeared in the shape of a coffin near her flower beds. She would fill them in only to have them reappear a few days later. Ben and Jean also noticed strange markings on a tree near the sinkholes. A longtime resident told them he had marked the tree. And I don't think this is Jasper. I think this is another resident.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they only named Jasper.
Okay.
He said he did this because his two sisters were buried underneath it. So he put But then I wonder what the markings looked like. Because I don't think they showed it on the episode.
Oh, the markings
That he put on the tree. I think it was like an arrow, but that's not strange.
Because I want to say it was like an arrow. Strange?
It says strange markings, but to them, it probably could have been strange. Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know what the markings were.
It could have been strange if they didn't know. You know what I mean? Like if you don't know what they're there for and it just almost seems like they just appeared, I guess. Yeah. I don't
know. Yeah.
So this resident, was he African-American or we don't know?
Yeah, because everybody buried there they were black. Even the ones that weren't slaves.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of slave cemeteries, they pretty much have only black people buried there because it's, again, ancestors.
Yeah.
But I don't know this situation, but I do know it was... I mean, it's Black Hope.
So Ben and Jean noticed. Strange mark. Okay. Now that's all I'm going to think of every time I say, okay. Soon after this, Ben and Jean began having supernatural experiences. Random Shadows. Oh, Lord. Hold on. What? I done got scurred. Okay, so Random Shadows. And then I've been listening to scary podcasts. Random Shadows slid along their walls, accompanied by whispers and a foul... I can't do it. This is what I get. This is what I get for always speaking in a black scent. This is what I get. Because I definitely was about to say order. I'm just give me a sec. Let me compose myself and I'm going to redo it. Random shadows slid along their walls, accompanied by whispers and a foul odor. Their granddaughter, Carly, who lived with them, claimed that during the summer she would experience bone-chilling pockets of ice-cold air. She said, She said, and this is a direct quote from Carly, quote, "It would be very, very chilly and you'd have this feeling of foreboding or just, you know, like something wasn't right. Anywhere in the house, you'd have a feeling you were not alone. Somebody was watching you. It terrified me to be in the house by myself."
And scene.
And scene. Thank you. I could have did better. I didn't commit like I usually would commit, but I don't want to offend anybody with my commitment.
True. Carly also recalled other strange incidents. The toilets would flush on their own, and as the water went down, you could hear what sounded like people murmuring.
In the toilet?
In the toilet.
Like living in the toilet?
I hope them, not.
That was the Ninja Turtles, girl. Stop. Where were they murmuring at? Like after she flushed the toilet?
Yeah, she said.
Oh, she didn't.
Never as mind, the water went down, you could hear it. But I'm trying to think, like, what does a toilet flush sound like? Does it sound like people? What?
No. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, does it sound like that anyway? I don't know. I don't pay attention.
It depends. If you need plumbing, like, if you need your, like, you know how some toilets you could flush it and then maybe it makes like a humming sound afterwards or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Them spirits was like, we just blew this bathroom up. Like, what was the purpose? I don't know. Or maybe, I don't know. Maybe they had never seen a toilet before. Maybe they were like, what is this contraption? I'm just trying to, I don't know. But yeah, or it could have just been something. Or it could have just been something with the plumbing, like while the toilet was flushing and making a weird sound.
Yeah. There was another incident when Jean and Carly were about to take a nap. They heard the back door open and close. Then they heard the sound of footsteps walking towards them, but no one was there. I don't think I was going to say, could that have been sleep paralysis? Maybe. But I'm thinking, did they like hear it when they just laid down or were they like dozing off?
What are the odds of them both having sleep paralysis and hearing the same thing?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
For the idea.
Jean believed these things were happening because their house was on top of a cemetery. She wanted to move out, but Ben felt they had to stay and fight it.
Go ahead.
Sir. Fight? How do you fight ghosts? Unless you get, like you said, get a priest.
Yeah, who you gonna call?
Have them bless the house. Or you can do an exorcism on the house.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Within months of living in the house, six of their close relatives were diagnosed with cancer, with three of them passing away. They felt the illnesses were caused by the spirits of Black Hope Cemetery. This is when, if I truly believed that, I probably would move.
Yeah, because six people and then three of them passed away. Yeah, that's intense.
It is intense. Or, I don't know, try to change my mindset. Like, be like, no, this is not because of this. This place is not, I don't know, anything. Do anything.
Those ghosts don't care about that.
Let me say. The ghosts might not care about that, but they're not going to have no choice but to care about it, because they definitely don't even have a physical morsel. You are only energy. And if I am saying that you do not live here, you are not welcome here, you do not exist, what's going to happen? You don't have any choice. Like, you have to go at some point. Like, I don't know. I truly believe.
Yeah, because a lot of people say that that type of stuff doesn't affect you if you don't believe in it. Just like using a Ouija board. A lot of people say, if you don't believe in it, it's fine. But then some people say, don't play around with stuff like that. Even if you don't believe in it, still not to use it. But again, when I had mine, we only used it once. Nothing happened that we know of.
That we know of. Like, that's like one of my, what used to be one of my favorite movies. Other movies have come out since then, but Skeleton Key. And they were saying, like, hoodoo doesn't work unless you believe in it.
I was just thinking about that movie the other day. Really? Because I said I was going to watch it.
So while all of this is going on, Sam and Judith sued the developers for not disclosing that their house was built over a cemetery.
Which, back then, I'm not even, because I don't want to go down a rabbit hole. Because, you know, in some states, I don't know about cemeteries, but like realtors, they have to tell you, like, if somebody died in the house.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's like the, I mean, that is the same thing what they were doing, but I wonder if that was legal back then, like illegal. Like, would you have to tell them?
That it was built on a cemetery.
Over a cemetery. Yeah.
I honestly don't know. I had never even thought about that. I knew, like you said, about the death thing, but I had no idea about whether or not you had to disclose that information about it being built on top of a cemetery.
Oh, and look at this. This is messed up. But a jury awarded them a little over $142,000 for mental anguish. However, in a reversal, the judge ruled that the developers were not responsible. The verdict was thrown out, and Sam and Judith were ordered to pay $50,000 in court costs.
Yeah.
Oh, why am I laughing? It's not funny, but it's messed up.
They
ended up having to file for bankruptcy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, that is messed up. You think, okay, we won, we finna get this money, and then all of a sudden it's overturned and then you have to pay money?
First of all, hold up, wait a minute. Why are court costs $50,000? Because the jury, you don't get paid nothing but like $6. You get that little $6 volunteer check. And then how much are you paying?
I wonder if it has something to do with like it being a waste of time. Because
how is that a waste of time though? If they truly believe this, and even the jury were like, okay, yeah. Yeah, we see your case, but then the judge was like, well, actually, no.
I mean, you're taking these people to court over them not telling you a cemetery, like your house was built over a cemetery. To some people, that can be considered a waste of time.
To the judge, it was considered a waste of time. How many people are on the jury? 12? 6? 12?
12.
Okay, I don't know why I thought I was wrong. To the 12 that was in the jurist stand, they said they agreed. So somebody lied.
And then it could all be a part of the curse.
That is true.
Make them think that they won and then just take it back.
Take it away. Ben and Jean. Ben and Jean also took legal action, but the developers wanted proof that the cemetery even existed.
Oh, I was going to say, that's one of the reasons that it was on Unsolved Mysteries, is because there technically there isn't even any proof of this cemetery.
What?
Yeah, the people that were actually buried there, it was just them randomly being buried there.
Oh, what?
So they're saying, like, yeah, there's actually no proof of the cemetery existing.
But
I don't know about now, but that's what it was back then.
So Jasper was
because
just digging up.
Exactly. They were just going by his word. So, yeah. I was going to bring it up at the end, but I was like, I didn't know it came up before that.
Didn't somebody else say, though, that they had buried their sisters there? Is that Jasper?
But you know, it was another person.
Okay.
But again, it could have been one of those one of those things where he just buried them there. Like, I know it doesn't, how can I put it? You know how when people like are in accidents and they put the little vigil or something like that? I'm thinking something may have happened and he buried his sisters there. Or he could have just been saying, this is a vigil for my sisters. But he told them, like, no, my sisters are buried.
Okay,
so I don't
see
know.
What you're saying. I see what you're saying.
And again,
ain't no telling.
That's another thing. Like, you have to, the developers, they could have just been like, nobody cared about this cemetery. And I don't think it was on record because it was in the 1800s. And then it was a slave cemetery. So I don't think it would be too much documentation. So they could have known that the cemetery was there and been like, well, nobody else knows. So
we're just going to act like it's not there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just my theory.
Okay. So Ben and Jean, they were taking legal action and they wanted proof that cemetery existed. So there's question on whether or not cemetery is real. Jean began digging up her backyard for remains. But she fell ill and her daughter Tina took over. After about a half hour, Tina began feeling dizzy. She lay down on the couch, but she felt even worse. Had they heard? Well, I guess Sam and Judith were not communicating with Ben and Jean.
I don't think so.
Ah, okay.
So I was trying to look up if, hold on, if they proved it, and it did exist. But at the time, so I'm thinking the developers knew, but nobody else knew. Because if you Google it, an address pops up. So Ben called 911 and Tina was rushed to the hospital where they found out that she had suffered a massive heart attack. Tina passed away 2 days later at the age of 30. Dang. When I saw that, I was like, because I don't... Well, I guess I do believe in curses, but I was like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Jean maintains that her daughter's death was caused by supernatural forces. Ben and Jean lost their entire investment and moved to Montana. They eventually moved back to Texas, but I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have went back to that part of Texas.
Right. The current residents have not reported any more paranormal activity. No one has ever been able to explain what happened to the Williams or Haneys. Skeptics attribute the experiences to coincidence or the power of suggestion. Was the subdivision built over Black Hope Cemetery really cursed? Ha! Final thoughts. Power of suggestion.
Well, I just want to say, I think it's messed up that those developers they were basically like gaslighting people saying the cemetery never existed. Cause I remember one of the families, Ben and Jean, I think it was them, they were on Oprah talking about it. And there was like a back and forth about like, did the cemetery exist or whatever. So the developers were pretty much gaslighting everybody cause they knew they was wrong. And they should have been the ones that were haunted and cursed because they're the ones that did it. But
yeah,
again, these people were living on top of a cemetery, so they just caught strays. Do I believe it was cursed? Because then if it's cursed, why were they the only ones affected?
Right.
And why has nobody else reported anything? Now, I did see this was according to one of the couples, though. They were saying that you could be standing in the street and you would see like shadows going through people's houses.
Huh?
Or whatever. But I mean, did they make this up because they moved in there and couldn't afford it? That's like the main excuse like skeptics give, is that, oh, they're just trying to get out of paying, you know, rent or, you know, whatever. But
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I do think they were cursed, but then I just don't know why it was only them.
Yeah. You have two families, though, saying that they were experiencing this supernatural activity. So they're trying to say that both families couldn't afford their houses?
No, I'm just saying, I don't think that was brought up in this instance. That was just my theory, because when you think of like skeptics, that's the main thing that they go to. Yeah.
I feel like it could be cursed. Especially if Ben and Jean were not directly communicating with Sam and Judith, because they weren't talking to each other about their experiences, right? They weren't like communicating.
We don't know that.
Oh, like, hey, has anybody else had any ghostly activity? If they hadn't, then I would say it's safe to say.
Believable.
Yeah, to me. Because, okay, for Sam and Judith, because the man, whoever this man was, really, because he showed up and was like, hey, y'all got some, you know, y'all are on a cemetery. I would believe if it was like the power of suggestion, if they were like, oh, well, we're on top of a cemetery, poltergeist. And then it just created like a hysteria from that. But the other, Ben and Jean, I don't know.
Yeah, because with Sam and Judith, it didn't start again until the guy told them that. But then, because a lot of houses, like, you can live in a haunted house and not even know it until you start doing renovations because you're disturbing it.
Yeah.
But the developers had already disturbed it. So wouldn't that mean the activity would have started like as soon as they moved it? Maybe not.
Was it a new development? It was a new development when they moved.
It was a new development because they had just gotten rid of the cemetery and built the houses. But where he was putting the pool, it was over a grave. So he disturbed an actual grave. Like, the developers didn't actually dig anything up.
I see what
you're
saying.
That makes sense. But Sam and Judith did. So they kicked it off. So they should have been the ones to get sued. Because they jump started everything, Sam and Judith, because they actually dug up the bodies.
How were they supposed to know? They're just trying to put a pool and... They're just trying to...
He told them. He was like, hey.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. They didn't know exactly where, though. Well, never mind. Shut up.
He told them. He said, I buried them right there where you digging this pool.
Well, they shouldn't have fucking put us in these homes. So...
True.
In the first place. True. So... I don't know. It's probably cursed. It's haunted. There's some weird energy surrounding it. That's all I can say. There probably is a little bit, though, of the power of suggestion, because I really, truly believe that if you are not giving energy or power to something, then they can't have power over you. So I think it was just kind of just like, you know, interesting, though. That is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, X at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please, please, please write a positive review.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode, The Black Hope Cemetery, The Black Hope Curse? Do you believe it? Do you believe in curses? Do you think that curse is real? Do you think this place was cursed? Let us know. Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. If you have any movie or documentary suggestions of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre that you would like us to review, email your submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com. or DM us at any other social media platform dementioned. Even if you just want to say, you remember that Kenny G song I taught you? Hey, how you doing? Ooh, what's happening, stranger? Even if you just want to say, hey there, we'll be here.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a strange world after all.
And thank you, as always, for keeping it strange with us. Thank you. Bye.